Rabbi, any time a prat in the Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda comes after a Tanakhama and says, Amosai, when he says the word, when is this, you should know, Uvameh, or else he says, Uvameh, any well in the parish. Rabbi Yehuda only comes to explain, he does not come to argue. And the farish Dibre Chachamim is only coming to explain the Dibre Chachamim. So if so, it's a kash and Rami Bachoma, who he's arguing on in the arguing against the Mishnah. Now Rabbi Yechon says, Amosai the farish. Rabbi Yechon says there's a difference. When Rabbi Yehuda says the lashon of Amosai, when is this? He means to explain what the Chachamim just said. Uvameh, but when he says lashon of Uvameh, that's lechalik. He's coming to argue. Everybody here holds that when the Yehuda says the word of Amosai, he means to explain what the Tanakhama said. Says, so it's the Kasha. In our Mishnah, the Yehuda says Amosai. So he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. So then the Pshat would be, why is a gambler puzzle only like Rosh Lakish? Because he's not being Isaac in Yeshuva Shalalam. Therefore, if he has another business, he's okay. But of course, not like Rami Bachama. So the Gemara says, Gavra Karamas, what's the Bikasha? That yes, Nakasha, and these are Maroyim against Rami Bachama, Masav Pligi, Masav Le Pligi. I'll tell you, Rami Bachama holds no, that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on the Chomim, even though he uses the Lashon of Amosai. So if it's not a Kasha on the Mishnah to Rami Bachama. So the Gemara of Le Pligi, they don't argue, the Yatani learned like this. Bain Sheesh to Yumnis Shalayhu. Whether this gambler has another business. Bain Shayla Yumnus, Elohu, whether he has no other business. How raised the apostle? Says clearly that the person is possible to be an aid. So here you see clearly there is a Tanakhama, somebody's arguing against Rabbi Yehuda. Like here the Khur is a riot to Rami Bachama. That even though he has another job, so what? Lamaisa, a gambler, he's over the Issa Gezel, he's possibly aidus. So as I tell you, Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tafani. I'll tell you, this goes a little bit of Rabbi Tarfon. You know, he said this memory, not the Tanakam of our Mishnah, but that's according to Rabbi Tarfon Shita. The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rabbi Tarfon that the Olam Ein Echad Mehem Nozir, in this case we'll soon see, neither of them become a Nozir, Lefish Lenitme Nazirus Elalaf Lo. Nazirus is only when you have to say clearly, I want to be a Nozir. And we know right now that you're a Nozir. Not if we have a doubt whether you're a Nazir or not. Rashi says like this. The Yerlam really am a fan of Farishu. And the Rabbanim do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda. But it's just Rabbi Tarfon, Rashi says. And Echemi am Nazir, Shinayim Yoshvim. Two people are sitting down. The Yechad Oiver. And one person passed by them. Ze Oimer, the two people that are sitting down, one of them said, Plainly Oiver Nazir, the one that passed by is a Nazir. The Zer Oimer ain't a Nazir. The other one said, no, I know that guy, he's my friend, he's not a Nazir. The Yomarecha, so one, the other one said, listen, Hareni Nazirim Kamaisoi, I'll be a Nazir if you're right. And the other one said back, Hu Oimer Kamaisoi, Hu Shu Nazir Bechaveri Oimer, Hareni Nazirim Kamaisoi. Each one said back, listen, if you're right, I'll be a Nazir. And he said, if I'm right, he'll be a Nazir. So in such a case like that, neither of them become Nazirim. That's Rabbi Tarfon Svaro. Because since at the time when you said it, you did not know for sure that you're a Nazir, that according to you, you think that guy is not a Nazir. Like you said, he's not a Nazir. So when I said, if it's like you, I'll be a Nazir, I didn't really mean to be a Nazir. Because I think that I'm right. So Rabbi Tarfon says, that's no good. Ein echem yem Nazir. Shal ha-sofik ha-ma devar v'chilo. V'yein za-ha-flo. That's not called a clear thing. So what do you see? According to Rabbi Tarfon, this is also called an asmachta. Like even though it's up to you, even though it's not the yod, it's not up to you to do it, still it's called an asmachta. Like here, it's not up to you to know if the guy's a nazir or not. Like either he is or he's not. So that's doing the gambling. When you put the money in the pot to gamble, like you know, not for sure you're going to gain, maybe you lose. So is that called an asmachta or not? Before we were saying, it's not called an asmachta. When you give the money, you know you may lose it, so you mean to give it away. But according to Rav Tafa, not like that. When the person here said, I want to be a Nazir, he didn't mean it. Because there's a tzad to say, maybe he's right. So even though it's not up to him to make it right or wrong, still, as long as there's a way that he may be right, he doesn't mean what he's saying. So when you gamble, the same thing. According to Rav Tafa, when you put money in the pot, you do not mean to give the money away. You have doubt that maybe you're going to win, and you want the money to be yours. Therefore, when you lose it, it's like Gezel. Whoever takes it is over the years of Gezel. I didn't mean to give it to him. Right. So it's only quote of Tafin, Brenech Nami. Now Mishnah, both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, both hold that he's only possible because he's working only in gambling. And like Rashvaka says, he's not Isaac B'Yeshuvai Shalom. Then the Mishnah says, Malva Beribis. Somebody lends money Beribis. He's also called a Rasha. He's possibly Yedis. Omar Rabba. Rabba says, Lava Beribis, possibly Yedis. If somebody lends money Beribis, he's possibly Yedis. There's not only if he gives money, not only the Malva that receives the Beribis, but even the Leva, the one that borrows the money, I mean, has to pay back, he's also called a Rasha. Like Rashi says, the Kaimalon, Ha Malva V'Yaloiva Oivim B'Leisa, say, they're both over the Lav. The Chiva and the Chimud Noma Niavera Aldas, Hevelech Rasha the Chomis. That since he went and borrowed the money through an Avera, it's called like it did an Avera of Chomis, he's a Rasha, and therefore he carries possibly Yedis. So the Gemara and Rava, V'anan T'nan, now Mishnah says, Malva B'Ribis. So here only the Malva is possibly Yedis. Because the Malva is like doing a big Avera. He's the one that's lending money to receive back the interest, and he's taking back the interest. See, that's called like a Rasha of Chomus. So the Mashma, only the Malva, not the Leiva. Someone says, no, Pshan the Mishnah is, Milveh Habor B'Ribis. It doesn't mean the Malva. Just mean any loan that has to do with interest, whether it's the Malva or the Leiva, both of them become Sulim, and they're possible to be innate. Bar Bintzus Asidabe Trey Sadi. Two people come to edit for them. Chadoma Kaimididi Uzif Ribusa. One said, in front of me, we saw the way he borrowed money in Ribis. Yeah. V'chadomar, l'didi oisva b'ribisa. To me, he lent money for Ribis. The ma'aseh was, posle rova lebar benisim. Rova believed these two edim, that bar benisim lent money with interest, and therefore he became a Rashi's posle edis. So the question is, how can you believe these two edim? The first one is okay. The first bet is saying that I saw the way this person, Bar Benisus, lent somebody money to Ribis. That's good. But the second one is saying that he lent me the money to Ribis. So he's a Russia. He himself, how could he be an aide? He should be possibly aided himself. I have a Ravu, the young Ravu is the one that said, Love of Ribis, possibly aided. If you just borrow the money, I'm going to have to pay back interest. You're also possibly aided. And so the heavenly Russia, this second aide himself is a Russia. Like he's saying, Bar Benisus lent me the money for Ribis. It's so about Torah, the Torah says, Al Toshes Rosh Aid. You can't let a Rosh be an aid. So how could Rava trust the second aid? The second aid himself was a Leiva for Ribis. So my answer is true, that we had before in Daftes already, but Rava all the time, and Rava goes according to his own time. The Yama Rava said before, that Adam Korav Eitel Atzmai. A person cannot say Aidus against himself. You're a Korav. When you say about yourself, you're the biggest Korav you are. You're close. You're a relative of yourself. And therefore, v'yein odom emesem atzma Rasha. A person doesn't have a right to make himself into a Rasha. So when that's called, we said before the Lashon was, palginon viburay. We believe half your words, and the other half we do not believe. Half your words we believe is like this. The second aid is saying that Barbisos lent money Beribis. You said that you were the one that took the money. So the fact that you're saying you're the one that lent the money, we don't believe you on yourself. Because yourself, you're a Korav, we don't believe you what you're saying against yourself. So we say, Pagina, we only believe half of it. That you're saying that he lent money, Beribis, that we believe you. So the kids, so we have two Adim now saying that this person, Barbisus, lent money, Beribis. Therefore, he becomes possible to be an aid. Mor says now, who Tabcha, there was a butcher. He owe you came down to the factory and he saw the way the sheikhid passed out a meat that was a trefa. So he saw the sheikhid wasn't doing a good job. He's supposed to only pass out kosher meat. And it comes out that he shechted the trefa, he has to get rid of it, sold to the goyim, not give it to the Jews. So kitzur, they found out that this sheikhid wasn't acting good. So Pasplay Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said he's a apostle of sheikhid, can't use him anymore. They overrate, and they took him off, they fired him. There's no more sheikhet. Also, this sheikhet went and started to do tshuva. Ribi Mazai, he let his hair grow. but to fry and let his nails grow. Just to show he's very sorry what he did. And his mamish like doing tshuva. Rashi says, Higdil sarah, let his hair start to be, let his hair grow long. The tipon of let his nails grow long. Lenavel atzmai, to make himself a nivel, not to look so nice. Lasa tshuva. That's what the shekhar started to do. Said, so now, sovra of Nachman liachshurei. Listen, a guy can do a chet and then he does tshuva. So he thought to say, now he's kosher to be a shekhar again. Let's put him back up to his position again. That's what Rav Nachman thought to say. Omale Rav said, that's Rav Nachman, hold it, wait. Do meru mekumarim. Maybe the sheikh is only fooling you, that's all. Really, he's having a good time. He doesn't have any das to do tshuva. Just he wants to get his job back, so he's growing a beard now for a few days. He's letting his hair grow, he's letting his nails grow. Maybe he's only a phony though. So if so, so Rav Nachman said, what should I do though? Ela maitakante, how do I fix up the guy? How do I know he really did tshuva? So the Mahi answered back, Rav said, Kidirav idi baravin. Tulak Rav idi baravin. Diyom Rav idi baravin, ha-choshed ala trefus. If somebody is choshed, that he let trefus go by, is ein loy takona. We don't let this person work again to be a butcher. Ad sheyelech lomokim shemakirin oisai. So we send him to a place that nobody sees him. So Rashi says, the tshuva d'osom la v'rumihu. If he goes to a new town that nobody knows him there, there he can't be a phony. So either he does tshuva or not. The Yachzer Aveda Bedover Choshev, and he does mitzvahs there. Rashi says the Yachzer Aveda means Im Yimzer Aveda's Chaveroid, if he finds a lost object of his friend. The Chivron the Machzer Aveda Heve, since we see this person is doing mitzvahs, he's returning Avedis, Vadi Hodebei Mechemnas Mammon, we see that he lost his taiva to steal money. Because if he still has a taiva of stealing money, he won't give back the Aveda. He would want to keep it for himself. So if we see that he's giving back money, or else that we see there that he again started to be a butcher there, and there when he had a treifus he took a pascha that's a treifa and he just didn't sell it. So if that's called real tshuva, if we see him in a not known place to act of doing tshuva, there it's good. But in the same town here in front of Rav Nachman, here it would not help. Here we have to be afraid, maybe he's only a phony. Then the Mishnah says the next case is Umafricha yoinim, that you grow pigeons. So Mara says, "My mafricha yoinim." What is this mafricha yoinim? So hocha here in Bavel tirgamuha itekadmeyo yoinach liyoni. Like Pasha, they had a races with the they bet money on pigeons. If my pigeon comes in first, I win. If your pigeon comes in first, you win. Pasha says, "In tekimu yoinach liyoni liyoni etu lechor kach v'kach." If my pigeon comes in first, then you have to give me $1,000. If your pigeon comes in first, I'll give you $1,000. So it's nothing but the type of gambling. Rabbi Chama bar Oshiyama Arya. No, the case of Mafricha Yoina means you put up a type of a pigeon that causes other pigeons to come to you. Rashi says, Malumid, Lohavi Yoinim and Mekoimais Lebeis Bailim Al Korchach, V'yeshbem Gezel. Like some type of a like a guy that draws the crowd. He draws other birds to come to him. They have a special type of a pigeon that knows the malacha. They'll start chirping there and make other pigeons come to it. And then before you know it, you'll have 25 pigeons in front of your nose. So the kids say that's the way of stealing other pigeons. So that's the avera here. So where it says, Man diyom itikad mach yonach liyoni, the one that says the type of gambling here, my time will yom aya, how come he doesn't learn the cases where you have a pigeon that's drawing the crowd? That's only yes, mishum darke shalom. Like you're not really stealing the pigeons; you're only causing them to come to you. The Rashi says, "Tani ulamed gemara in chulin." Yoni shalom, yoni aliyah. Yesh bem gezel ledarke shalom. If somebody steals it, there's no real gezel over there. Loizocher bem bal hashevich. The mamela kosev rabin hosam. Like pigeons is not something really you own; it comes by itself. So therefore, if somebody takes it away from you, there's no realistic gezel, and it's only the rabbanim dekaloch of darke shalom. So since it's only Yosem and the Rabbanin, Mashmi, you would not become possibly Edis. So that's why he does not want to say the case is that you're drawing other pigeons. Therefore, he'd rather say they're gambling here. And again, either the Shiloh is because of Gezel, or else because Einu Oisek v'Yishuv v'Shalolam. Now, Aman Diyamari, the one that says, no, the pshat here is that it's a drawer, it's a type of a pigeon that draws other pigeons to come. My time l'yama itekadme yoinich l'yoni. How come he doesn't say it's a gambling here? Omulach, he said, because Poshid. If you tell me now the case of pigeons also is that it's a race for the pigeons,
and with gambling, that's mamas pesaka b'kuvia. It's the same case already. What do you need two cases for? The first one, but it says no. Here also pigeons, the type of races is gambling. So what do you need two cases for? I'll tell you, tona teilu b'das atzmai, for tona teilu b'das yoni. The first case is b'das atzmai. She says there the asmachta. That's called an asmachta. For hodar, tona the teilu b'das yoni. It says two different cases. One you totally in your pigeon, and the first kamtacha b'kuvi is whether you're gambling. That's called teilu b'das atzmai. Mor says utzricha. We need both cases. The tona teilu b'das atzmai. The first case kamtacha b'kuvi. Maybe over there, since it's up to you to win, you never really mean to give the money away because you think you're going to win. The Yama, the person says, listen, Kimli ben Avshoy, I know myself, the Yadin and Tfei,